I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error. Go stronger.
Holy Hour of Power, St. Rose, Philippine, Duchesne, pray for us. My name is Jesse Romero. I'm the Latin lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Latin lover of Our Lady, and I am on duty. Terry, what about you?
Terry Barber, the Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Lebanese lover of Our Lady. Jesse, I'm honored to be here. Every day is a gift from God. Let's count our blessings, man. It's amazing how good our God is to us. He gives us an opportunity to share the Word of God in a few minutes. But before we do that, I just want to tease you a little bit. Today, we're going to be putting Father Chad Ripperger's little part on spiritual warfare and communism. I call atheistic communism. That's going to be an interesting video to watch on our YouTube channel. Also, good news, 2,600 uncounted votes discovered in Georgia. I think it's good because I want every valid vote counted. That's what an election should be doing. But any illegal ones, don't count them. That's it. Now, also, we're going to be talking about the issue of absolute truth from the Word of God, that Jesus has every answer. Yes. We're also going to be talking about the vaccine. I know that there's some of the vaccines are pretty brutal. I got a quote from Bishop Joseph Strickland on one of the others today. We'll be talking about the vaccine for COVID-19. And also, this is a question to ask. Will moderate Joe Biden lead to a communist grip on America? That's a question. I think it's a legitimate question, knowing what he teaches. And we've also got the Word of God, the gospel today, and I got a great quote from Fulton Sheen. Much, much more on the Terry and Jesse Show. What's our goal? To inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Jess, give me some soul food, brother.
Soul food. Yep. Today's gospel.
Yep.
Luke chapter
19. Yep.
Luke chapter 19, verses 18 to 11 to 28.
Yep.
And God's word tells us, while people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. Let me just mention that a parable is used by the Jewish prophets when the authority or the establishment has gone corrupt. So that's the context of how parables are used. So Jesus is speaking to a corrupt establishment. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself, and then to return, he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came to report it. Your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too, he said, you take charge of the 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you're a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. And why did you not put my money in the bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But then they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, everyone who has more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That whole parable destroys the whole Protestant notion of once saved, always saved.
That's right.
Justification by faith alone.
Nope.
You see there's an analogy that God is a king, that's not even an analogy. That's a fact. God is a king, Psalm 32. And what happens? God expects us, his loyal subjects, his servants, his sons and daughters, he expects us to be involved in a life of obedience, in a life of spiritual and corporal works of mercy. At the end of our life, if we don't have a basket full of spiritual and corporal works of mercy, well, Jesus says that the Lord will tell us, you know, be gone, you evil. I don't know you. But if you did spend a life of walking in the obedience of faith to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and there were spiritual and corporal works of mercy that were evident in your life, then God is going to say, well done, good servant. And so, Terry, the fact is that in heaven, it's not communism.
No.
It's not like everybody gets the same reward. No, everybody's going to be rewarded based on their symbiotic relationship with God. How did they reciprocate? When God gave us grace, how do we respond to that grace, and how do we try to multiply it? That's what the gospel's about today.
Absolutely. And Jesse, we say it well when we say, you know, God doesn't send us to hell. You know who sends us to hell? Ourselves, really. He's just confirming your free will and saying, you know what? You have freedom to say yes or freedom to say no. So that's a good scripture verse.
Yeah, Terry, he's going to say, yeah, you lived a life. You were a derelict.
Yeah.
You lived a life. You just squandered everything I gave you. You squandered your Catholic faith. You squandered the sacraments I gave you. Squandered a Catholic school education.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Depart from me, you evildoer.
I never knew you.
Yeah. There's called accountability. Okay, yeah. Jesse, let's...
Terry, you know what? And that's what liberals in this country...
Oh, they don't want any
this
accountability.
This is what they rail against. They don't want to be accountable.
Don't you remember, Jesse?
My 2 cents.
When our kids were young, it was a little different than when we were young. When we played baseball or soccer, everybody didn't get a trophy.
Winners and losers.
Exactly, brother. I'm sorry, I'm seeing it right now with my grandson and my others. I said, man, what? They're going to go and say, oh, there's no winner, there's no loser. What? There's a winner and a loser and everything in life. I mean, stop trying to be, where there's not a winner and a loser. There's no
participation
accountability.
Trophy.
Yes. Give me a break. Jess, let's bring the smartest guy into the room. At full sheen ahead, Jess, this fits us right now in our time and age. This was done 60 years ago. Bishop Sheen said, if the church marries the mood of our current age, it will become a widow in the next. For example, Jesse, I'm going to jump in. When I read that, I said, you mean like same-sex marriage, unions? You mean you can remarry after you get divorced? You don't have an annulment? You just go ahead and get married again? You know, this is what Bishop Sheen, I believe, Jess, maybe I'm wrong, but we have to keep true to the perennial teachings of the church. Once we compromise, as Bishop Sheen says, we marry the mood of the current age. In other words, if Planned Parenthood agrees with Pope Francis, or if the scientists and all these, we're in trouble, because I'm convinced that we have to be at odds with the world, because our Lord taught us that if you're going to be with me, they are going to hate you. So Jesse, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. Is Bishop Sheen onto something, Jess?
Terry, Bishop Sheen is basically quoting the Apostle James.
Yeah.
Where the Apostle James says that to be in love with the world is to be an enemy of God.
There you go.
Now, we're supposed to, don't get me wrong, we're supposed to be in the world, but we're not of the world. That there's a distinction. In other words, we have to realize that all we're doing here, we're just passing through. We're not going to be here for a long time,
but
we are called, like today's gospel, we are called, whatever graces God gives us or gifts and talents, we are called, Terry, to multiply them and to make a difference. And we will be judged on that.
Okay.
It isn't this faith alone.
Nope.
I just said the sinner's prayer, I'm going to go to heaven. No.
Doesn't work that way.
You're going to be judged based on every single parable of Jesus. What did you do for the kingdom? What did you do? What did you do? This is the over and over recurring theme of the Gospels. This is why you'll find Protestant fundamentalists, they don't quote the Gospels, Terry, on salvation. You know why? Because the Gospels on salvation require us to do something, to walk in the obedience of faith, and they like to hold on to that false theology of faith alone, justification by faith alone, which is unbiblical, and Jesus would have just said, what are you talking about?
And Jesse, here's another thing our listeners can just type on Google, Fatima prayers of pardon and prayers. I'm going to read a little prayer that we all can do. The angel who appeared to the children called himself the angel of peace, the angel of Portugal. He taught them the following prayer. This is a prayer for today. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. And I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Say that even if you're not before the Blessed Sacrament. That's a prayer that can be said during the day. And this is very important because Our Lady said souls are going to hell because no one's there to pray for them. So we, our listener, your prayers have a powerful effect on the church, and we need your prayers. And just a quick note, I'm going to be having Bishop Strickland today record a catechesis for the whole church that he's doing, so you won't want to miss it. It'll be next Tuesday when we play it. But this bishop, this is what we need, more bishops who just give out the perennial teachings of the church, and that's what Bishop Strickland does. So those who don't know about the show, it's every Tuesday right after the Terry and Jesse show. Jess, what are we going to have when we come back, brother?
When we come back, Terry, Father Chad Ripperger, who's he's one of the foremost exorcists in the world today.
Yep.
Yeah. He's starting to give these small little teachings on the dangers of communism. So what we're going to be doing on the Terry and Jesse show.
Yep.
I think he's got like 40 parts.
He does.
But they're all short. We're going to play a small clip, Spiritual Warfare and Communism, and give our reflections because he's speaking about the situation of America right now. So this is contemporary theology. And Terry and me will be breaking it down every single day.
Oh, we love it. This is so important. Why? Because we need to get to heaven. And the best way to get to heaven is live in union with Jesus Christ and His bride, the church. We'll be right back with more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus and His church. Logan, what has Virgin Most Powerful Radio done for you?
Well, Virgin Most Powerful Radio, I got to say, I've been a listener for about a year now, and it's really helped me grow closer to my faith and the fact that I'm listening and I'm getting unsugar-coated, clear, charity with clarity Catholicism. And it has really helped me even, you know, grow so much deeper in my faith as a young man and discern the priesthood and have a love for Jesus Christ. And this is so seen on the Terry and Jesse show on Virgin Most Powerful, the unsugar-coated, clear truth of our Catholic faith that is so lacking today. It's almost like the Terry and Jesse show. It's the orange juice Catholicism, and it's filling things up. I just need to give them a shout-out, my praise. I'm just so appreciative. It just really helped me, and I know now people want to hear this. It inspires me to want to speak it, and it inspires me to even go as far as discerning the priesthood to think I should speak this. We need to stand up for our beautiful faith. This is the unsugar-coated beauty, and this is just what I've seen on the Terry and Jesse show. I encourage so many listeners to start donating and support this cause. It has just truly impacted my life, and all I just want to give is some praise to it.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR. And may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871. Because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2220. 2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Spiritual warfare and communism. We want you to listen to this short clip from Father Chad Ripperger, and then Terry and me are going to give you our reflections on it. Mr. Engineer, can you play the clip?
When one looks about our country and at other countries, it's clear that things are in a complete disarray. There is societal meltdown, it seems, at least if one watches the mainstream media. There's rioting, looting, protesting. The protesting seems to just go on and on and on. It doesn't seem to really end. And some of these organizations that are actually doing the rioting and the protesting are openly Marxist. You can simply look at their websites to see that they are, in fact, openly Marxist. And what this is a sign of is that Marxism has made significant inroads into our society, into our country, its institutions, etc. Bella Dodd, in her book, The School of Darkness, chronicles how step by step the communists took over various institutions and areas of our country. When one looks at the behavior of communists, not just in the way that Bella Dodd describes it, but in ways in which many books describe it, some of those books we will be mentioning in this series, their tactics, when you look at their tactics, it becomes very clear, and their behavior, what they consider acceptable on their part rather than on the side of their opponents, has great similarities to diabolic psychology and tactics. More and more writers are drawing the connection between the diabolic and communism. We see that with the book most recently published by Tan called The Devil and Karl Marx. There's other books that actually discuss the same thing, noticing that their behavior seems almost diabolic in relationship to how they torture people, the people that have been killed and murdered throughout the last century by the regimes that actually have communism as their primary political structure, etc. And so one of the things that this series is going to do, this is going to be a series on the similarities of the psychology and behavior between communists, Marxists, and demons. In other words, we're going to parse out a little bit first. I'll give a short description of the behavior and attitudes that demons have and how they engage in spiritual warfare in relationship to us, and the similarities that has to the way communists and Marxists behave. Before we go into that, I want to give a short definition of communism, Marxism, and socialism. The website Wikipedia, which I do not consider a very reliable source, however, for the sake of the discussion, especially in relationship to the public who considers it a reliable source, if you look under the entry Marxism, it defines Marxism as a method of socio-economic analysis that uses a materialist interpretation of historical development, better known as historical materialism, to understand class relations and social conflict, as well as a dialectical perspective to view social transformation. In other words, it uses class conflict within the context of an economic viewpoint in order to transform society or to transform a culture or a nation. In relation to communism, if you look in the old Catholic Encyclopedia under communism, it makes the following statement. In its more general signification, communism refers to any social system in which all property, or at least all productive property, is owned by the group or community instead of by individuals. Thus understood, it compromises communistic anarchism, socialism, and communism in the strict sense. Communistic anarchism, as distinguished from the philosophical variety, would abolish not only private property, but political government. Socialism means the collective ownership and management, not of all property, but only of the material agencies of production. Communism, in the strict sense, demands that both production goods such as land, railways, and factories, and consumption goods, such as dwellings, furniture, food, and clothing, should be the property of the whole community. Communism, in the strict sense, is also distinguished from socialism by the fact that it usually connotes a greater degree of common life. In the words of Reverend W.D.P. Bliss, quote, "Socialism puts its emphasis on common production and distribution, communism on life in common." Another source that is very good on communism is the Dictionnaire Théologique, which is in French, but if you can read French, I would recommend that you take a look at that because it has a great deal of solid information regarding communism. As we will see later, from these definitions, socialism and communism only vary in minor degrees, that in point in fact, socialism is a stepping stone to communism, which is what Marx and other people actually said. The Church has more than once condemned communism and refuted its errors. It's not going to be the place of these videos to do that. I'm not going to go into a philosophical analysis of communism. One can simply read the documents of Leo XIII and the subsequent popes on communism. So people can review the modern popes and their documents on it. Any cursory search on the internet will provide these references. It is also not the place of these videos to give a detailed analysis to Marxism and communism, but to provide the viewer with the sense of the psychology behind communism and how it is specifically similar to, and in many ways the same as, diabolic psychology.
You just listened to Father Chad Ripperger, and it's a short little video. It's called Spiritual Warfare and Communism. We'll be going through some of his videos every single day because this is relevant to our time that we're living in right now. And I'll tell you, communism and the diabolical, how they operate the same, is that both of them like death, both of them like division, both of them like disorder.
Yep.
And communism and the diabolical, they're both bullies. They're tyrants. They like to harass. They like to steal and kill as well. And the diabolical affliction and communism, it's both a philosophy of hate. And that's what Father Ripperger is making the connection there, is that that Marxism or communism, which is a philosophy of communism, it's basically based on me, myself, and I versus Christianity, which is based on thy will be done. Communism is those in power, the oligarchy, our will be done, and the rest of you just sit down and shut up and do as you're told.
Jesse, I'm understanding that Karl Marx was a Satanist. Is that a fact? Can we actually demonstrate that? Because I've read that.
Yeah, Terry, there's actually a book, the book that document. There's actually two books that document that.
You bet.
One was written by Dr. Paul Kanger. He recently
Good
came
man.
Out with a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, on communism. Yeah. And I'll get you the title right now, but it's he essentially tells us that, that there was a, there's without a doubt that there's, the book's called The Devil and Karl Marx by Tan. Just came out probably about 6 months ago. And it definitely shows you that he was a Satanist.
Yeah.
Also, a Protestant wrote a book on Karl Marx showing the same thing that that Dr. Kanger did. The Protestant's name is Pastor Richard Wurmberg. I have respect for him because he was in prison and tortured in a communist prison for many years. He wrote a book when he got out of, and he's got scars all over his body from the tortures of spending 14 years in a Romania communist prison. But he wrote a book also called Karl Marx from Christian, he was a Protestant Christian, to Satanist. So yeah, so we have a Catholic author and a Protestant author demonstrating that Karl Marx was a Satanist. He's the one that gave us the philosophy of Marxism that has given us the governmental system of communism.
Jesse, we see it today, as Father was pointing out, the meltdown, Marxism, all this going on with young people. We actually even see people rebelling in used to be communist Poland, and once they got their freedom, the young people started drinking the Kool-Aid of Marxism, and they're just
like here.
Yeah, just like here. So my question to you is, it appears to me that the schools here in America are setting the stage for young people to rebel against capitalism and to embrace communism. I mean, I see it all the time. I watch these guys on the videos where they're saying, yeah, I joined because my teacher said, yeah, this system has to have a reset. I'm starting to hear that message reset.
More and more.
More and more is right. So is that a fair statement to say that the school system really is breeding future Marxists?
Oh, without a doubt, Terry. And I think they would admit it. Mm-hmm. They're not really even hiding it.
Nope.
And I'll tell you who told us this many years ago. It's Archbishop Fulton Sheen.
Yep.
He was warning us about this back in the 60s and the 70s. He's actually said that he's actually said that America has an important role in communism.
Right.
Here's what he said. Fulton Sheen said this, quote,
"Great book.
Communism will never be defeated. It will be converted if the world is to have peace." Now, Fulton Sheen says something else very interesting. He says that the communism and America has an important role to play in stopping communism. And he's actually said this. Fulton Sheen says that he believes that Russia will be converted. He goes, after Russia's converted and receives the gift of faith, Russia will have a new role to be an apostle to the rest of the world. It will help bring faith to the rest of the world.
Wow.
And I find it very interesting, Terry, because as I look at Putin,
yes,
and you know, the last couple of years, and he makes one statement after another, I'm saying this guy sounds more like a follower of Christ than he does a communist. I mean, here he's not allowing LGBT flags to be flown in Russia.
Right.
He's asking women to have at least 3 children per family, paying $15,000 a baby. He's not allowing Islamic terrorists to come and operate in their country, to come in and promote Islam and Sharia law. You know, a lot of the things, Terry, that I see him doing. He refuses to call up Joe Biden and call him president-elect. He says, I'm not going to do that. He says, I'm going to wait till their electoral votes come in, and then I'll congratulate whoever wins. But you could see he's very partisan towards President Trump. So I'm telling you, Terry, Fulton Sheen may be onto something about the fact that Russia is going to be the catalyst to destroy communism one day and bring in Christianity throughout the world.
Well, Jesse, his book was printed in the 1920s on communism. It's 1931, actually, is when it was printed. And that book, from what I hear from friends, is a classic on understanding communism, how to overcome it. It's Archbishop Sheen. Any of his books are great, but he did write a book on communism. Jess, one more thing. I want to ask you about the class conflict that Father Ripperger is talking about, and how that goes back into the 1920s. They wanted everybody to be at odds because they could actually overcome us. That's what I want to talk about, class conflict, when we come back. And we'll continue here on the Terry and Jesse Show. We're talking about a spiritual warfare and communism, Father Chad Ripperger's video. There's a series of them on YouTube. You might want to check them out, because we're going to start feeding you this. Why? Because it's atheistic communism. We don't want it. And we have to be able to defend ourselves from it. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, and I just want to call all the people, you know, I've got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, 5 kids, and I thank you guys. Everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I love it.
Out there.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio, the Terry and Jesse Show. Terry, it's very sad, but again, this entire, and Father Ripperger talked about it.
Yeah.
He said, when one looks at our country and other countries, things are in complete disarray.
Yeah.
A societal meltdown.
That's right.
Rioting, protesting.
Yeah.
And then he talks about these organizations are openly Marxist.
Right, yeah. On their website, yeah.
What we're seeing, Terry, is from Black Lives Matter and Antifa, we're seeing them trying to stoke, they're trying to stoke up, number one, racial strife.
All the time.
And that's why they took the whole label Black Lives Matter. Here's what's kind of funny, Terry. Most of the people in Black Lives Matter are young college white kids.
It's right. That's a fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
About like 95% of them.
Yep.
Okay. So these Marxist kids that have been brainwashed in Marxist universities.
Education.
Are taking Martin Luther, Reverend Martin Luther King's civil rights hue and cry, you know, trying to bring, equal rights for blacks in the 60s. Trying to fight off Democrat Jim Crow laws.
Yes.
And now these young Caucasian liberals are taking a race to try to wrap themselves like if they're doing something noble. And all they're doing is trying to reset.
That's right.
What do I mean by reset? Well, reset, Terry, they don't like the present system. The present system of our country is in God we trust, 2, liberty, 3, from many one. Okay, so all that implies, you know, Judeo-Christian ethic. It also implies, capitalism. You know, free market.
Have a middle class.
They don't want that, Terry.
Yep.
They want government to control everything, all levers of power. That's basically communism.
Right.
And communism is an atheistic government system, so they reject the Judeo-Christian notion of God and the Ten Commandments. That's what we're living through right now, Terry.
Well said, Jesse. And again, I think that's the game. That's comes right out of their game plan to bring communism into America, get everybody at each other's throat. And you know what else is interesting? I see COVID-19 playing into that, Jess. See if you're
following. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
that's part of it.
Exactly. So, hey, Jesse, you're not wearing your mask. I'm going to tell on you. You see?
That's exactly part of it, Terry.
Yes, I agree.
What they're trying to do, and by the way, the word liberal, and I know we use it a lot, it's a code word for communism. And most people don't realize that. Yep. How can I prove that to you? Well, you need to watch the movie. It's called A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. It's put out by EWTN. And Father Mitch Pacwa basically says that, yes, the word liberalism is simply a code word for communism.
Yep.
But I'll tell you where Father... I said, where did Father Mitch Pacwa get that from? So I ran down his quote. Who said that? Norman Thomas, who died in 1968. He's part of the U.S. Socialist Party. He was a 6-time candidate for U.S. president. Here's what he said, and Father Pacwa grabbed that quote, and I found it. He said this. This is a socialist who ran for president 6 times in our country, lost, thanks be to God. But here's what he said, quote, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist country. Ugh. Norman Thomas died in 1968. That's how they've imported, Terry, communism into our country through liberalism. And it's funny, but, you know, when you hear about a liberal arts education, a Catholic liberal arts education, they make you read the great books. You know, you study the great minds, you know, Aristotle, mm-hmm. Plato, Thomas Aquinas, Augustine. It's the great minds that you study.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Terry, in secular universities, when you get a liberal arts degree, you're reading queer studies, gender studies, LGBT studies, Chicano studies, black studies, gender queer theory. This is now what they mean by liberal studies, unlike what the Catholic Church used to mean by liberal studies, which was having your kids read the Western classics.
Yeah, well said, Jess. Hey, Jess, let's move on to this whole issue. Yeah. Basically, the COVID-19 vaccines, we've been hearing in the last couple of days, several companies coming out with a vaccine. They say it's 95%, 96% effective. But here's the big question that we all want to ask. Where are they making these from? In other words, are they from aborted babies? And I even have Bishop Strickland joining in on this. I got a quote from him on this, too. But let's get right into this this COVID-19 vaccine, Jess.
Yeah, this article, it says, the culling of the human race begins. See the horrifying ingredients in AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. So the packaging of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine states that the vaccine contains, so that it's actually apparently on the bottle and on the box.
No, it's very bold about it. They say it. Yeah.
Yeah, it contains the cells of aborted male Caucasian babies. Also, there's an admission that the vaccine may be harmful or even fatal to humans. Now, can you imagine if the packaging said that the aborted fetal cells were from a black male baby? Need I say more about that?
Exactly.
Yeah, there'd be race wars over that.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that any aborted cells from babies are in this vaccine should be an outrage to anyone with a conscience.
Exactly, Jess.
We must read the packaging of this vaccine. And although many words are beyond our vocabulary, because there's a lot of scientific word, we must research each word and read what we don't understand. Mm-hmm. There's also a video where you can watch this of this woman exposing the terms of this new vaccine. But the big pharma cabal, they're not even secretive about this any longer. They assume that we're complete idiots. So they place the scientific words in plain sight, not realizing that we could just use the internet and look up these words, which we're not familiar with. But, you know, the terms on the packaging of the COVID-19 vaccine, there's a lot of, you know, medical terms.
Yeah.
And one of them is recombinant DNA. Recombinant DNA. So what is that? Well, the creation of recombinant DNA is done by genetic engineering.
Uh-oh.
And recombinant DNA technology. And recombinant DNA is formed in laboratories by bringing together genetic material from other sources. Now, there's another term that's used in this medication or in this vaccine called MRC5, which is a diploid human cell culture line composed of fibroblasts originally developed from research deriving lung tissue of a 14-week-old aborted Caucasian male fetus.
Yeah.
So here's the bottom line is that these pharmaceutical companies, they're protected by indemnity, which means they can't be sued for malpractice, not even if the person dies. And think about this, Terry, how convenient it is for them that they can inject us with these aborted male baby cells, but we can't sue them if we die.
Yeah.
And this has always been the dream of eugenicist Bill Gates. There's a lot of articles about that madman, but here's just a few that I'll mention. Here's one article. It says, quote, definitive proof that Bill Gates is a eugenicist, mad scientist who is murdering people in third world countries. Here's another article. Bill Gates' insane quest to sterilize and depopulate the world. Here's another article about Bill Gates. Documented proof that Bill Gates is an international bioterrorist.
Yeah.
Terry, the only thing I can say when I read these words is Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, come.
And Jesse, I just want to mention, when people were using contraceptives, if they ever read the outside of the package of all the bad things that could happen to them, it just seems like people have too much trust with the medical world that, oh, yeah, they say it's okay, it must be okay. No. And Jesse, Bishop Joseph Strickland joined in on this conversation with a tweet on November 11th. He said, vaccines being developed by biotech Pfizer uses the K, which is K562 cell in protein expressions, and it gives you the patent number. And but here's the good news. This vaccine, unlike what Jess was talking about, does not contain aborted fetal cells. Sadly, though, as Bishop Strickland said, it was tested in an immoral cell line. So the point of it is there are going to be vaccines out there, more than one. And I think if someone's going to be a moral person, I believe you do not want to have anything to do with aborted babies vaccines. But I think there will be some that are not, as Bishop Strickland said. So I just want to inform you, I'll repeat again, the one that does not use aborted fetal cells is Pfizer, and they use a K562 cell in the protein expression. That's the technical term.
Terry, I just personally don't trust anything that Bill Gates is a part of.
Well, why should you? Look at what he's...
Well, Bill, because we know Bill Gates, I guess he's so bored with all his money. He's a eugenicist.
Yeah.
Okay, the man's on record on YouTube, on different articles.
Yep.
He's a depopulation nut.
That's right.
And he's been quoted many times as saying, quote, depopulation through vaccination. Okay? He's on record saying that many times. There's a doctor named Dr. Rashid Buttar. He's spoken out very boldly and bravely against Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, and the World Health Organization.
Good for him.
But Dr. Rashid Buttar, he says that he basically says that what we're going through, this pandemic, the numbers, Terry, have been ginned up. It's really been embellished. And he said that the reason is because Gates, Dr. Fauci, and the WHO, they want to make everybody take mandatory vaccines,
yep,
or put an RF chip in you to practice social distancing as they continue to collapse the economy. So, I mean, there's many doctors that are saying, Terry, this is not anything. It has nothing to do with health. This is political.
Yeah, Jesse, the vaccine, COVID-19 had a couple elements in it. Number one, it wanted to see how far we could control people. I mean, I read just now that 68% of the people are not going to be traveling on Thanksgiving Day. Can you imagine if 68% of the people said they'd go to confession? What that would do for the world and for their soul? But they're more concerned about catching this virus. It's really just extreme position to be. Fear of getting sick rather than fear of the loss of your soul. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful. Yeah, you can get it. We want to get you to heaven. We'll be right back.
Jesus said in Luke 17, "When you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty.'" According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Fulton Sheen says that communism in America has made the whole world sick.
Yep.
He says wherever communism goes, it makes the world sick. That's what Fulton Sheen says. So my question is, will Joe Biden, if, and hopefully it doesn't happen, but if he becomes president, would he lead America to a communist grip? I mean, he tries to paint himself as a moderate.
Yeah.
But here's what I think, Terry. I think he's going to be a pushover because we already know that there's communists within the Democrat Party.
Right.
They call themselves the Democrat Socialists of America. And they have many congressmen and senators in that movement.
Right.
And they're attached to the Democrat Party. Here's what I think. I think that they see Joe Biden as kind of a weakling. He's just a weak old man. And I don't think, Terry, that I think they're going to use him as a leftist puppet. I think that they're going to just let him govern if he would win. If they steal it and he becomes president, they're going to let Mr. Moderate Joe Biden, you know, they'll let him in there. But immediately they're going to push him to the left. He's going to go back to the Paris Climate Accord. He's going to go back to the Mexico City policy and fund international abortion. They're going to push him more and more to the left. And he's going to end up mentally, he doesn't have the intellectual capacity to be a president. They're going to push him out before his term ends. They'll put in Kamala Harris.
That's a fact. That's right.
And Kamala Harris, Terry,
oh,
she's
steroids.
A Marxist.
Yeah.
She is a Marxist.
That's right.
She will be the first communist leader, full communist leader in America if that scenario plays out and if the Democrats steal the election, Terry.
And Jesse, there's one other element with this, too. Even if he does become the president, if the Republicans can keep the Senate, that will at least hold him a bay. But if the Democrats get both houses and the presidency, look out, Jess. The sky's the limit. We have a total collapse because there's no one to keep him in check. So we need to pray in the January, I think it's the 6th of January, the 4th, there's going to be a runoff down in the South. And hopefully Republicans will keep that because we need that balance. But if, again, I'm just going to say it, if the Senate goes Democrat, you got the House Democrat and you got the presidency Democrat, look out because I can see total collapse. That's my take, Jess.
Yeah. And Terry, the fact is that communism has America right now by the throat, to be honest with you. Because the only thing that's holding communism, there's only two movements that, Archbishop Maria Carlo Vigano, he said there are two forces that hold back.
Simple.
The communism and the diabolical.
Yep.
He said, number one, the papacy.
Yep.
Which he said right now is not doing that. At the present moment, it's not holding back, this evil that's upon us that St. Paul calls, you know, the son of perdition, the man of lawlessness. But then Archbishop Carlo Vigano, in the letter that he wrote to President Trump, he also says, you're the one. God is using you to hold back the hand of communism, reset, you know, the Antichrist and the darkness that wants to come over America. So it's he said it's America and the papacy, but right now he's basically saying you're standing alone, Mr. President. Tell you, but this is not anything new. Communism, they've been trying to infiltrate the Catholic Church for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're just reminded of not too long ago, it was Bella Dodd.
Yes.
Remember Bella Dodd?
Bishop Sheen converted her. Yep.
Yeah, Bella Dodd, she was a communist infiltrator into the Catholic Church. And she said that I got instructions from the Kremlin in 1929 to infiltrate the Catholic Church. So Bella Dodd said, we took our best young men, our brightest, good-looking guys who were sociable and knew how to climb the clergy ladder.
Right, thousands.
And they infiltrated the seminaries. They lived a double life.
That's right.
Many of them were promoted to rectors, bishops, and professors.
Yep.
And Bella Dodd says, we were successful beyond our wildest dreams. Now, Bella Dodd says, I was personally responsible. This is her, get it. I was personally responsible for 1,200 communists becoming priests. Is this microphone on? Let me check.
That's
true. It's on. Yeah. And she said by 1953, and by the way, thanks be to God, she was evangelized and converted by Fulton Sheen.
That's right.
Imagine all the damage she would have continued to do. But she says by 1953, she says there were four communist cardinals in the Vatican in 1953, Terry.
Yeah.
And she wrote all of everything that I'm saying. She wrote this in a book called The School of Darkness in 1954.
Remember, Our Lady of Fatima talked about the errors of communism and the solution to live the gospel, the Fatima message. So, you know, Jesse, when you were saying that communism hasn't worked, look at every country that has tried communism or socialism, and there's nobody out there that's doing well. It's a total collapse. But here's the question that comes to my mind. This is my mind, my diabolical mind, and that is, I really see this as Satan really tricking people to believe that what they're doing is really good, and in fact, he's hoodwinked them, because that's what Satan does. He's a deceiver. And I believe that Satan is behind communism. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Terry. Father Ripperger, that's what his 40-part series that we're going to be going through every day, one video on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Yep, that's right,
he's making the complete connection that communism is completely wedded to the diabolical because they have the same philosophy and they have the same behavior. And if somebody wants to know, like, the difference, the way I would categorize the difference between socialism and communism, I would say it this way to make it very simple. Socialism is the government becomes your teacher and your parents. In communism, the government becomes your God.
Well said.
So it's a step further. And by the way, again, socialism is a code word for communism. And the Democrat Party has a wing attached to it. They're called the Democrat Socialist Party. That's a wing of the Democrat Party. That's the very far left of the Democrat Party. But they've infiltrated it with socialists. And by the way, I'm here to tell you, socialists are communists. How can I prove it to you? How can I prove it? Simple. Look at the word USSR. You know what it stands for?
Yep.
Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Okay, so the word socialist is in the USSR. The USSR, it was a communist nation, but the word that they use is socialist. It's a synonym for communism. Also, look at the word Nazi.
Yeah,
Nazi, N-A-Z-I. It stands for National Socialist German Workers Party. Okay, again, the word socialist is built right within the German word of Nazi. So the fact is, don't be fooled. Socialism is communism.
Yeah.
And today we have communism in America. They're called the Democrat Socialist Party, Terry.
Well said. I would just recommend that you meet somebody like I have who lived under communist rule in Cuba. And he told me as a little boy that Fidel Castro's group would come into school and say, hey, you need to believe in Fidel, because go ahead and ask God for candy and then you wouldn't get candy. And then ask for Fidel for candy. And then they would give them candy. They hoodwink these young people's minds to believe that God is communism and that there is no God that the Christians talk about. And when I talk to people who do that, I wish they would be able to go into these colleges and wake up the young people, because I believe that that would wake them up, because right now they're drinking the Kool-Aid of Marxism right in the colleges, and we're paying for it, Jesse. That's the part that really upsets me, too, is that, you know, I guess if you want to go to a school and learn about Marxism, go for it, but not on my dime.
Terry, I'll tell you, when I red pilled on this topic like 25 years ago, and I don't want to believe it. I think you probably gave me the book. Somebody gave me a book. It's called AA Anti-Apostle.
Yes, exactly.
AA Anti-Apostle 1025.
I have it on my shelf, yep.
Subtitle, Memoirs of the Communist Infiltration into the Catholic Church.
That's an eye-opener.
Yeah, that was. I got it like 30 years ago. Somewhere at a conference or something. Somebody goes, you got to read this, Jess. Yeah. And you know, it was put out by 10, and it just talked about, Terry, about this young guy that died in a hospital, but and they rushed him to the hospital. He died on an operating table. And a nurse who was a good Catholic woman named Mary Curie, she took his briefcase. He had a black briefcase. The guy's dead. No family, no next of kin. She opens up the briefcase, and she was a practicing Catholic, and she read through his letters and found out that he basically was a communist infiltrator into the Catholic Church, had just graduated from seminary and was a priest, and was recruiting communists into seminaries in the U.S. This was, Terry, this was back in the 60s.
Yep.
And so, yeah, so this has been happening. And you're right, Terry, they went after our schools. I mean, in the book, The Naked Communists by Leon Sclausen.
That's another good book.
He says, point number 17, get control of our school and use our schools to promote socialism and communist propaganda. That's point number 17 of the communist The Naked Communist.
Yeah. Jesse, just a quick note. I just went to the Wall Street Journal article. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is going to be available in a couple of days now. This was November 18th. Right now, it's a big news. They're telling you what you need to know. 18 years of age and older, this will be used. They give you all the statistics. This is the one that's not being used with aborted babies. So I just wanted to bring that up. Jess, our biggest concern, why are we out getting people to be aware of communism and the evils of it? Because we value the salvation of your soul, our listener. And if you're brand new to Virgin Most Powerful, like a lot of YouTube listeners are, and you're going, wow, these guys are crazy. They're just talking like madmen because they're acting like that. You know, the emperor doesn't have clothes on. You know why we are? Because he doesn't have clothes on. We're being hoodwinked through all this. And there's a group out there, it's called the Democrats right now, and that arm right now wants to convince us that we have to have a big reset right now. And what I would like you to ask all of our people to do is get deeper into your Catholic faith, read your catechism, read your scripture, pray your rosary, get deep into your faith, because that's what's going to save you, not the Democrat, not the Republican. What's going to save you is Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Jess, what are those 5 points we hit every time on?
Pray your rosary every single day. Mary will drive back the diabolical, and she will stomp out heresy.
Right.
Go to Mass as often as possible. Go visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament throughout the week. Read your Bible every day. Let's go old school. Wednesdays and Fridays, use those as days of penance and fasting. Wednesdays and Fridays, that's old school Catholicism. And also, live in a state of grace so that your prayers are powerful and effective and are meritorious. Terry, that's a wrap on my
part. You got it, buddy. We're going to live in the state of grace, not the state of mortal sin. If you haven't been to confession for a while, make an appointment here at our chapel. We hear them right in our studio every Saturday. I don't. The priest does. Every Saturday at 3:30, we have Mass here at 5, and then on Sunday at 7:30 in the morning, and then again at 11. We'd love to have you come to us. May God richly bless you. And Matt Arnold is up next here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.